Welcome to the Construct Talks podcast with me, Stuart Wallace. I've over 9 years in construction recruitment, placing people onto some of Europe's largest construction projects. This week, I'm speaking with Maciej from Excite, the process engineering manager based in Poland. Let's get into it.
In a company which is Excite, which is a global company. Nevertheless, I'm working in that since almost 20 years. So I would say quite a long time. And what I can say more, from my prior perspective, I'm father of two kids. My hobby is sailing and a little bit CrossFit. And from the perspective of engineering, I'm the engineer of utilities mainly, connected with that more industry systems. Nevertheless, the types of projects are not only design, but the construction too, so the full project life cycle. And what I can say more about the target projects, we have in Excite three main branches. The first one is the life science, which is dedicated for biopharma, cosmetics, and so on. The second is ATF, which is microelectronics. And the third one is the data centers. I'm focused on that first one, so the life science. And this is my core, and all the experience is focused in that area.
And what is your position within the business right now, Maciej?
So currently, I'm the manager of a team which is dedicated for the process and utilities related to that process. So everything which is connected with that, I would say, core functions of the facility. So the production line with all that media that are needed. So this is my part right now.
Perfect. And is it very much the design side of things, or is it the construction? What specifically?
My role is more of the design, but related with the construction. So supervising of that, what is going on site. I'm maybe personally not all the 24 hours during the construction. Nevertheless, I'm visiting that. So I have still contact with the reality, let's call it like that.
Yeah, makes sense. So, look, you've got a good background in construction, right? You've been in it a long time. You're in specialist industries, particularly life sciences, which we're involved with. In your sort of opinion, what is sort of, I suppose, the most important skill you would see to be able to do well in the industry that you're in at the minute?
Okay, so I would say there are three, in my opinion. So this is the communication. The second is the communication, and the third is the communication. This is the core. I would say this one word makes a lot and saves a lot of time, make the efficiency, make the quality, everything. So summarizing, communication.
Why is that? Why do you think that is so important, right? I mean, you hear it, it's not just yourself that said this. There's a lot of people that always... reiterate that communication is vitally important in any line of work, especially in construction. But why is it important to you? Like, give me some impacts and examples of.
Okay, so maybe I will try to extend it a little bit, because the construction is only part of that whole the process. But I will give you an example for the communication, why it's important, not only for the construction, but my experience is that I have met with the clients, or I'm still meeting the clients, yeah, to make the proposals. I'm meeting the construction teams, the subcontractors, vendors, and even my teams. So from all that perspectives, during the construction period too, always when you communicate something or you would like to get something from the other side, you need to communicate that what. So, for example, you have any task and you are doing that, okay, just go there and make the welding of the pipe, or something like this. If you don't define it on the same line or on the same definition of that, what they need to do, they will not do it according to this, what you think, because this is only in your head. So, this what is very important, you need only to tell them, explain, and check if they understand it exactly the same. If you will not, let's say, monitor that or verify that, this will be done in a different way. The same is in the client. Clients would like to have a facility, but his imagination, how it will look like, is quite opposite very often that you as an engineer have it in your mind. The subcontractors will, let's say, do the simple way their job. It doesn't mean that they will fulfill all the scope that you need to do. So very often, even one more thing is very important, the interfaces during the construction. Sometimes the process line is not only the one subcontractor, there are few of them. And in that case, you need to communicate them each other. So you need to tell, okay, team A start with this to that line, the team B goes parallel to that, and they need to correlate at the same time at the end. So really, really, the communication between them, it's not only the mutual one, but view or via the call or via the email, any type of that is very important. Sometimes it's not only the one way. Sometimes you need to, let's say, make a call and then write an email to confirm that, or you need to make some kind of document that will approve that or something like this. So the communication is a really, really wide range that have impact on everything. And that's why, very shortly, this is so important. It's everywhere, each day, with everyone. And I would say, focusing on that will be the success at the end.
And do you think through just through that piece of being a good communicator, especially in your line of work, to stop, obviously, it's going to be, in construction, there's always a lot of clashes, right? That's just how it works. Yes. when you're constructing stuff. Do you think through just a clear line of communication, like, have you witnessed how projects have been, like, have you witnessed projects that have been built and there's been a lot of clashes and the communication has been terrible, and you've seen and the communication part has been a real clear reason why it's not worked? And have you also been on the other side where everybody's communicating and the project seems to have less problems? And have you seen both sides of it before?
Yes, very often when you have on the other side, I am looking at the proper word, but let's assume if you have the same definition on both sides, the amount of the potential clashes or misunderstandings is rising up. I haven't met a project without any, let's say, clashes or any problems. No, it's not existing. Only, let's say, the risk of them or the impact is minimized. And this is the most important thing. Yeah, that's why I'm saying about the rising the efficiency and quality by the communication, because this gives you, let's say, or this is the solution to minimize the clashes.
And just out of interest, you obviously hear things when you're on the project and we talk about clashes and, you know, different contractors coming in at different times. But there's also kind of internal clashes with obviously different departments, right? And one thing that I hear quite a lot is that you hear from the guys on the ground is that the engineers or the designers don't know what we're doing down here, and it's vice versa. There is very much like a divide in the middle sometimes, because they feel like the design teams don't actually understand that you can't do this and we need to get in here. And is that very present on projects from your experience?
Unfortunately, yes. And this is not only related to our company, but this is in each company. So I have other engineers that they are saying that they have the same topics, so the same problems, and they need to solve them somehow. Very often I hear from on site that the construction team is telling, oh, the designer make that bullshit. Yeah, it's their fault. Okay, but they don't know how or what was the history during the design. Yeah, sometimes it happens that designer made some work, they make, let's say, the PDF as a final version, and the client is making the change on site. And then there is it's other story, but in general, if we focus only about the interactions inside of the team, very often it's related to the team members. And if you have, let's say, the trust between the team members, then it will work. But very often, they even don't want to communicate. Sometimes it happens that the two guys are sitting in the same room, but they are not communicating by mutual. They are only sending messages, and this is crazy. Then you, as a, let's say, elite, need to go inside it and come on.
So from my understanding, then it makes clear sense that the communication piece. I had somebody, and again, the communication ties into a lot of things. I had a guy from a different business, Paul Kelly, and he was talking about budgeting and scheduling, right? And he was said, you know, bringing in the different teams at the start of a project and getting them, you know, mapping out things and to build in a schedule. It's all about communication. So what I was going to say is, whose job do you think that it would be then on a project to make sure that these teams are communicating? So would that really fall down to like a good project director or a good project manager that's basically trying to, or would it be a construction manager that's really in charge of making sure that, right, I need to coordinate this design team with my construction team and make sure that these guys are, you know, they have some synergy and they're working alongside each other?
You, by this question, you touched the source of this problem. So this is the perfect question. And there is no answer. I can only tell you that my experience is telling me that if you have the trust, the team that you can trust, and they are communicating with each other, you will have the proper output. So you need to give them the responsibility, for example, that they can decide in some kind of range the responsibility. So then they will be involved, and then they would like to communicate to have a good output as engineers. It doesn't matter if they are, say, as a designers on the construction side, because very often the designer can go on site and make the supervisor of the works what are doing. So he would like to do his job during the design as much as possible with a good quality to have less problems on the construction side. So if he will communicate more, then nobody will come to him during the construction and say, hey, man, you made some bullshit or there's a problem and you need to solve it. Yeah. So very often my answer would be the team that you can trust and that is involved in. This is the answer.
And building whilst in the design phase causes complications, right? Building while you're redesigning things, like how is that done correctly and should it be done at all?
Maybe like this. It doesn't matter if you will have, let's say, the coordination guy one, or you will just put it to the other people and ask them to make the coordination internally. If you will not communicate, or if they will not communicate, it will be disaster. So there is no good solution to tell you right now what is the best way. I would say that the managers with experience need to find their own agile way. Also, different experience, different theories, then put it into together. And the guy that is leading that project, he should, let's say, communicate to the team what he's expecting of all that other people, and then make or say become the leader. Yes, to lead them, to guide them. Give them the responsibility, the decision, and just verify that if they are doing that. And of course, then the project manager or the leader is only solving all the problems that will appear and will appear for sure.
Makes sense. And as a final takeaway for anybody listening to the podcast that is in similar situations or in a similar role, or might even be working, you know, in the construction team rather than, you know, working for the design side. What would be your statement that you would say?
One general tip. When you are using the communication, remember about verify if the other side or the opposite side have the same understanding. For example, if you make a call, just make the summary at the end if the other side is communicating that. This will give you at least the feeling that you have the same target and they will know it. Sometimes happens that even if you are trying to tell them and explain them and they will not make the summary, they can understand a little bit different way and the results might be not enough or not that quality as you expected. So summarize it and verify if the communication is properly as it you as you wished.
Perfect. Mate, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much.